There's a lot happening these days, but I have just the thing to get you up to speed on what matters without taking too much of your time. The 7 from the Washington Post is a podcast that gives you the 7 most important and interesting stories, and we always try to save room for something fun. You get it all in about 7 minutes or less. I'm Hannah Jewell. I'll get you caught up with the 7 every weekday. So follow the 7 right now.
The Kakadu plum is an Australian native superfood containing 100 times more vitamin C than oranges. So why have you never heard of it? PR. No one's drinking a Kakadu smoothie? I'm J.B. Smoove, and that was a full episode of my new podcast, Straightforward, inspired by guaranteed straightforward pricing from AT&T Fiber. Get what you want without the complicated. AT&T Fiber, live like a gigillionaire. Available wherever you get your podcast. Limited availability in select areas. Visit AT&T.com/hypergig for details.
When you buy Kroger brand products, you feel like you're winning. That's because they offer proven quality at lower than low prices. In fact, we guarantee that you and your family will love how Kroger brand products taste, or you get your money back. So next time you're shopping for the family, look for delicious Kroger brand products, because they'll make you all feel like you're winning. Shop now, in-store, or online. Kroger, fresh for everyone.
This Day in History class is a production of iHeartRadio.
Hello and welcome to This Day in History class, a show that pays tribute to heroes of the past by telling their stories today. I'm Gabe Lousier, and in this episode, we're looking at the inspiring life and service of Sadao Munemori, a Japanese-American soldier who gave his life in defense of a country that hated and feared him. The day was April 5th, 1945. Private First Class Sadao Munemori was killed in action near Saravezza, Italy. A German grenade had ricocheted off his metal helmet and rolled toward a nearby shell crater where two of his comrades were sheltering. Munemori could have dove to safety, but instead, he leapt onto the live grenade, rolled with it away from his men's position, and smothered the ensuing blast with his own body. For his heroism and sacrifice, Munemori became the first Japanese-American to be awarded the Medal of Honor, the nation's highest military decoration for valor in combat. More than 30,000 Japanese-Americans served in the U.S. Armed Forces during World War II. Many of them served with the 100th Infantry Battalion or the 442nd Regimental Combat Team, or RTC. These units were segregated, composed entirely of Nisei, or children of Japanese immigrants. They were eventually combined into a single unit, the 442nd RTC, and it went on to become one of the most decorated military regiments in history. The soldiers who fought in it adopted the motto, "Go for broke," meaning they were willing to put everything on the line for the defense of their country. Sadao Munemori was one of them, and he stayed true to his word. Munemori's parents, Kamataro and Nawa, had emigrated from Hiroshima, Japan in the early 1900s. They settled in Glendale, California, and on August 17, 1922, Nawa gave birth to the fourth of their 5 children, Sadao Munemori. Not long after, he was given the nickname Spud, because unlike the rest of his family, he preferred potatoes to rice. Munemori was easygoing by nature, but during his teenage years, his worldview was tested by some harsh realities. He had his first encounter with racial discrimination when he tried to go swimming with some friends at a public pool, only to be turned away because he was Japanese. Then, just a few years later, his father died unexpectedly. The 16-year-old Munemori consoled his widowed mother as best he could, and after graduating from high school in 1940, he took a job as a mechanic to help support the family. In search of a better life, Munemori enlisted in the U.S. Army in November of 1941, just 1 month before the Japanese attack on Pearl Harbor. Anti-Asian sentiment had been festering in the United States for some time, as Munemori had already learned in his youth. But after the attack, the nation's prejudice spilled out into the open. On February 19, 1942, President Roosevelt issued Executive Order 9066, authorizing the mass removal of Japanese Americans from the West Coast. The justification was that the U.S. was now at war with Japan and could therefore no longer trust that citizens of Japanese descent would remain loyal to the United States. In the months to come, tens of thousands of families would be forced from their homes and taken inland to one of 10 federal internment camps. Sadao Munemori's family was one of them. They were sent to the Marzanar camp, located in the Sierra Mountains of California. Roughly two-thirds of the people held captive there were Nisei, American citizens by birth. The rest were immigrants, like Sawa Munemori, who had called the U.S. home for decades, but were legally barred from becoming citizens. When the U.S. formally entered World War II, Japanese Americans were prohibited from military service due to concerns about their allegiance. But since 19-year-old Munemori had already been accepted into the army prior to Pearl Harbor, he was grandfathered in, so to speak, and was selected for the Military Intelligence Service, or MIS. He was sent to its language school at Camp Savage in Minnesota, but he didn't remain with the MIS for long. Once he heard about the newly established Nisei unit, he immediately put in for a transfer. Munemori's decision was based on two factors. First, he sought the camaraderie of his fellow Japanese-American soldiers. And second, he wanted to avoid fighting in the Pacific Theater because he knew that his older sister's husband had been drafted into the Japanese army. Joining a Nisei unit was a sure way to avoid encountering his brother-in-law on the battlefield, as a unit composed of Japanese Americans would have never been trusted to fight in the Pacific. Munemori's transfer request was granted, but it came at a cost. To make the change, he had to accept a demotion from technical sergeant to the lower rank of private. In 1943, Private Munemori was permitted to visit his family in Manzanar before being sent to boot camp in Mississippi. His mother, Nawa, hung a blue star flag in her barracks to show that she had a son serving in the war, and Munemori, in turn, kept a photo of his mother with him throughout his tour of duty. The war, and the nation's racist response to it, had literally forced his family apart. But Munemori so believed in the promise of democracy that he actually credited it with strengthening his family's bond. In a 1944 letter to his younger sister, Kikuyo, Munemori wrote, quote, "I think I did right by enlisting, because my home is here in the United States, and it helped a lot to bind the family together more than ever." Later that year, Munemori was sent to Italy as a replacement soldier for the all-Nisei 100th Infantry Battalion. The battalion had been fighting on the Italian peninsula for about 9 months by that point, and Munemori joined them in the successful Rome-Arno campaign. He was then sent to the Vosges Mountains in France to help rescue the lost battalion of the 141st Infantry Regiment. Munemori's fellow soldiers later described him as friendly, outgoing, and accepting. He had a knack for boosting morale and insisted that everyone still call him by his childhood nickname, Spud. When Munemori's unit returned to Italy in April of 1945, they were given a new mission: to penetrate the Gothic Line in the Apennine Mountains of northern Italy, which served as the Germans' last defensive line in the region. The rugged peaks of that natural barrier had stalled the advance of Allied forces for months, but the soldiers of the 100th Battalion believed they had a solution. Munemori's unit, Company A, decided to travel by night in order to surprise the enemy at dawn. They succeeded in scaling the mountain undetected, and on the morning of April 5th, they attacked the Germans, trapping them between two battalions. The fighting was brutal, and during the offensive, Munemori's unit was pinned down by enemy fire. When his squad leader was injured, Munemori took command himself. He charged forward through a hail of gunfire and single-handedly took out two machine gun nests with a pair of grenades. Despite this valiant effort, though, The enemy's defenses were strong and still holding, so Munamori's unit was forced to withdraw. He had nearly reached a shell crater, where two of his men had already taken refuge, but along the way, he was struck in the helmet by an unexploded grenade. Munamori watched with horror as the explosive bounced off his head and rolled toward his fellow soldiers, Akira Shishido and Jim Oda. In that moment, Munamori made the split-second decision to hurl himself onto the grenade to shield his comrades from the blast. He died the instant that it detonated, but his company, including the men he had saved, went on to complete their mission. They successfully advanced through the Gothic line and helped bring an end to the German occupation of Italy. 1 year later, on March 13, 1946, Sadao Munamori was posthumously awarded the Medal of Honor. It was presented to his mother at a ceremony held at Fort MacArthur, California, where he had begun his military service 5 years earlier. Because of anti-Japanese sentiment within the military, Munamori was the only Nisei soldier to be recognized with this distinction at the time of the actual war. However, more than 50 years later, 20 other Japanese-American soldiers from World War II were recognized with Medals of Honor as well. Munamori's medal isn't the only way in which his sacrifice was honored. There's a monument to him at the Evergreen Cemetery in Los Angeles where his remains were laid to rest. And there's also a statue of him in Pietrasanta, Italy, a town which he and his unit helped save. But perhaps the most fitting tribute to the life of Munamori is the naval troop ship named in his honor. According to his older sister, Yeiko Yokoyama, her brother had dreamed of such an honor since he was 8 years old. One day, during an argument, he told her, quote, "Just you wait. When I grow up, they're going to name a ship after me." His dream came true in 1947, when the Wilson Victory, the very ship that carried his unit back from the war, was renamed the Private Sadao S. Munamori. I'm Gabe Lousier, and hopefully, you now know a little more about history today than you did yesterday. If you'd like to keep up with the show, you can follow us on Twitter, Facebook, and Instagram at TDIHCShow. And if you have any comments or suggestions, feel free to send them my way by writing to thisday@iheartmedia.com. Thanks to Casby Bias for producing the show, and thanks to you for listening. I'll see you back here again tomorrow for another day in history class.
From BBC Radio 4, Britain's biggest paranormal podcast, is going on a road trip.
I thought in that moment, oh my God, we've summoned something from this board.
This is Uncanny USA.
He says, somebody's in the house, and I screamed.
Listen to Uncanny USA wherever you get your BBC podcasts, if you dare.
Xumo Play is your destination for endless entertainment. With a diverse lineup of 350-plus live channels, movies, and full TV series, you'll easily find something to watch right away. And the best part? It's all free. Love music? Get lost in the 90s with iHeart 90s, dance away with hip-hop beats, and more on the iHeart Radio music channels. No logins, no signups, no accounts, no hassle. So what are you waiting for? Start streaming at play.xumo.com or download from the app and Google Play stores today. All you can stream with Xumo Play.
This is Malcolm Gladwell from Revisionist History. eBay Motors is here for the ride. With some elbow grease, fresh installs, and a whole lot of love, you transformed 100,000 miles and a body full of rust into a drive that's all your own. Brake kits, LED headlights, whatever you need, eBay Motors has it. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, it's guaranteed to fit your ride the first time, every time, or your money back. Plus, at these prices, you're burning rubber, not cash. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply.